This is TWiT.
There was another ad that came out for Depends. I don't know if you guys saw that in the rundown, but it's promoting the wearing of Depends. It's time. And I'd love to get your take on that.
Okay.
That was just an awkward shot.
Wait, so can we pause the video?
Speaking of Benjamin Button.
Oh, I was kidding. Keep going. Oh, my God. This really works. You know, I got to tell you, if you guys don't mind, I'll go first on this one. First of all, it does kind of show Kmart has been on their heels for a long time. And if you take a look at Depends, it's an uncomfortable topic. I know that it reminds me of when we were working with Viagra. You know, they're the ones who named the category ED, right? So you called it erectile dysfunction. Now we have to advertise and try to get people over the fact that it's a dysfunction. Okay, so maybe if they would have called it, erectional opportunity, we would have had an easier time. I don't know. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
The new vertically challenged.
but you know what I mean? So part of it is, look, do you guys know what the best kept secret in advertising is? Nobody knows.
Apparently no.
Right.
Silent.
But see, that's the point. We're not here to create secrets, right? So right. There shouldn't be a best kept secret in advertising. It's all bets are off. All's fair in love, war, and web. And frankly, what these guys need is that awareness to get it out there. I think if it does help people, I think if it does get that awareness, if they spend enough money and they put enough initiatives against it, it's gonna knock down that oops, I crapped my pants Saturday Night Live skit, if you guys remember that one. I think that's what has to happen, is that you've got a social barrier that you have to overcome. And if these types of initiatives are going to get people to overcome, which they're trying to make it seem like, hey, it's not that big of a deal, it's just like going to the doctor because you need help with something, well, this is your help that you're going to get. And I think it's a good idea. Now, is it going to move the needle? Which probably is a bad way of putting that, but if it's going to move the needle on these guys, I think it's going to require time, effort, and a cadence. There's got to be some sort of a communications cadence that's going to knock that down over time. One initiative is not going to do it alone in isolation.
I think if they had run this enough before the earthquake, maybe sales would have gone up. I don't know.
Well, or if they would have, again, so if you do co-promotions and you do things like...
contextual targeting for everybody that was Googling the earthquake. In San Francisco?
Yeah, but or you do the drop your pants ice bucket challenge, for example. Like, I mean,
Aaron did the ice bucket challenge. He was like one of the first ones I saw do that before I even knew what the ice bucket challenge was. I was like, what is he doing? That Aaron.
Well, you know why? Because it was a Boston-based thing, and I'm the connector between Boston and Austin, and then a lot of my friends are out in San Francisco. So I think you could literally see the threads of the challenge coming down here and then making its way to the West Coast.
I was kind of skeptical too. I was one of those naysayers, like, what is he doing? And then, like, you were the trendsetter. You were the cool kid in school who did it first. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I guess I'm just not so cool that I didn't get it at first.
Well, or you weren't as connected to people in Boston as I was.
I thought I was. I used to be. That's kind of sad. I'm such a West Coaster now. But, you know, everybody was doing it, and it certainly has worked out really well for them. And it is certainly not one of those things that was just a trend. It actually did get donations in the door. So whatever you say about it, it actually worked for them. And it's kind of interesting. So, I don't know, are you guys going to go out and buy some Depends now that the stigma is broken, as you call it, Jonathan?
Go buy them.
Well, I
already have them.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
I don't even need them, and I thought, what the hell?